Young Adam. How old are you, Adam?
I'm young.
How old are you?
25.
25? Quarter of a century. 5 years away from 30.
It's not looking any better.
The Constitution is going to be revised and continually revised. What you have in Iraq, in my opinion, you got all the makings of a civil war.
What'd you do this weekend? You told me about some wild, wild, wild
scenario.
What's going on down there?
Well, down there, we walked in there, and I was just awestruck.
Oh, wow.
Like I said, it was not what I expected. They had, Well, the first comment I had was to the lady serving the drinks, and I said, you know, are you old enough to drink at this establishment?
She was working.
She was working. Well, she was working, yeah.
What did she do?
She was dancing more than she was bartending.
Like in a dancing area, or what?
Kind of in like a little walk.
Now, this isn't like a strip club, right?
No, but it's pretty darn close.
Is it one of those coyote ugly type things where they dance on the bar? Is that what the vibe they're trying to go for?
You know, no, they have like these just mini little bars where you can buy a beer.
There's just one Schlitz, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
And they have a girl dancing right behind it on this little 2x3 foot stage, just kind of swinging around.
Is she also serving the drinks, or she's
kind of?
Just...
She's just kind of there flaunting.
So she's a dancer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A paid performer.
Yeah.
But not a stripper. Just kind of a groovy dancer.
A groovy dancer.
All right.
Hold it.
It was working on you, wasn't it?
It was. It was an exciting time. You know?
What happened?
Well, you know, I went up to another bartender and I said, you know, it kind of sucks when you go to a place where the action behind the bar is better than the action in front of the bar.
Oh, boy.
That was your line?
That was my line.
What were you hoping would happen from saying that?
Oh, she laughed.
Allison, how old are you?
I am 22.
22. How old was, let's see, 22. I'm trying to remember when I was 22. 1980.
Whoever.
What's it like to be 22 in 2005?
I'm sure it's not all that much different, just a lot more technology.
Really, a lot more technology?
Yeah.
You know, you take the pictures off the wall and all you got is a nail in the wall. That's not too pretty, you know.
There's problems at home.
Well, when you're 22 living with your family, your parents still, there tends to be problems.
Is this a new thing? Did you go away to school, yeah, or have you lived at home since you graduated?
No, the last 4 years I haven't been at home.
So you had a taste of freedom.
I had my own place.
And then you moved back in with the folks.
What did you say?
Nothing. Look, Blanche, I'm just getting tired of these outlandish dishes you keep making.
Like what?
Like that rhubarb pie you made yesterday.
What's the matter with it?
Matter with it? Who ever heard of a pie 2 feet long?
What's the trouble with Mom and Dad and living there? Really, what's the hardest part about it? Just having your own life?
Yes, here's an example. Just coming back, I want to shower at, you know, 1 a.m. when I get back home. Or 2 a.m. and they're sleeping.
Home from going out?
Yeah.
So what do they do?
What do? They just... it's just the same old clean your room and...
Really clean your room?
Isn't that sad?
So they're poking around in there.
Yeah. They're nosy people.
So what's the plan? What's the escape plan?
The escape plan is to make money and save money and all that good stuff. So when you talk to me in 6 months, I will be not there.
Did it all add up?
We're in the hole big time. Big time.
Are you good with numbers?
Very, very bad.
I'm terrible with math.
Still haven't passed high school algebra.
And you're crunching numbers for a big corporation.
Here I am, crunching numbers.
What's the good news?
Well, there's rioting in France.
Quelle est votre nationalité?
I am an American.
Haven't we had enough of France? Shouldn't they all just be eating each other alive?
Why are we really down on France?
I'm not.
I'm not either.
The masses are, but we don't like the masses either.
Right!
We need to start rioting here in America, right now.
Now, you know, I can't be inciting riots on the radio.
Aww.
Oh, but
I know what you mean in theory. You can.
I can start inciting riots because I'm an anonymous person. And
how would you call them to action?
I can't. I can't think about it right now. I've got these numbers to crunch.
The radicals were accused of crossing state lines to incite a riot. Their trial began September 24th. With predictions of massive demonstrations by defendant Abby Hoffman of the Yippies.
On Wednesday, September 24th in Chicago, we begin the opening day of a four-month trial in the World Series of Injustice. If the country thought conspiracy number one was something, wait till they see conspiracy number two. What Johnson and Daley started in the streets of Chicago last year during the Democratic Convention, Nixon and Mitchell, the head butchers in this country, plan to finish in the court.
Revolution today.
You have all
revolution
this greatness
tomorrow.
In you. You have all this greatness in you, but it's just not readily available.
Yeah,
storing it up, aren't you? And it's just going to come bursting out when you're about 70.
Конечно, есть органическая химия и неорганическая химия.
Well, just look down the barrel of old Betsy here and tell me that.
I just got to put off the revolution for just a little while longer.
To get your work done.
I got to get my work done, so...
It's not going to mean anything. It's all going to be in a heap of ashes anyway after the revolution.
We set the fire very carefully, as we'd been taught in Boy Scouts, with all the logs leaning together in teepee style. It burned beautifully.
Yeah.
Depends on which direction the revolution goes. I mean, there's all... We could lose.
70... No.
The fact
you're
is
talking
that
about
tried.
Getting your fellow lefties fired up, aren't you?
Oh. No, just fellow service people, the service industry people. We need to rise up against the customers. And tear them limb from limb.
Your life is too important for you to play games with. In all due respect to you, it's the only one you have. There is another life, I hope, but this one certainly will not be repeated for me and thee. Nothing can resist a human will which will stake even its existence on the extent of its purpose.
Are you 34? 34, so 16 years ago, you were hitting people.
Whatever was in my way.
Walls?
Whatever was nearby, yeah.
Women?
Yeah, even my own family.
Everyone into the car.
Wow.
Okay. I had serious anger issues.
No, I just saw a look in your eyes of true regret.
Well, yeah, who likes to hurt their family?
I don't know.
I would truly believe that everybody in my family is okay with me as a person today. And, you know, forgiven and forgotten.
How did you overcome this anger? Professional help?
I'll arrange an appointment for you with a psychologist.
Medication?
Yes, thank you so much.
Professional help. I stayed away from medication the best I could.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd probably be smashing me into the wall. Do you think you could have done it on your own?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not, because on my own, we're talking about what's inside me. All that was inside me was anger.
Harry Ride! Harry Ride!
And inability to cope with it.
I'm sorry, I panicked.
You cannot do that by yourself. You can't get over that by yourself. All you know and all you feel and all you have is rage.
I want you to be a man, son. I want you to do all the things I did when I was a boy. I want you to be able to enjoy all types of activities men enjoy. Camping, riding, boxing.
Boxing? I'm going to have to box when I get home?
I'm not going to blame it on my childhood. I had a very good childhood. My parents got divorced right before I started high school, and they may pin that to that a little bit.
Well, goodbye.
But I don't think so.
You think it was just genetic?
I can't make that call either because I was adopted. But knowing that I couldn't fix anything by myself, you gotta go out and get help by somebody who knows how to deal with this.
Make allowances for everyone from now onwards, no matter who it is, especially the close relations who are around you. Because you cannot control your faults, the ones you can see and the ones you cannot see, you do not have the right to be annoyed at the faults of others, especially your family.
Everybody, it's Clay Pigeon on the Dusty Show. I'm glad that you're listening tonight. I really am, and I appreciate the folks who've emailed over the last week. Of course, you can always email Dusty at WFMU.org.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Like James did in England. James is a regular.
Yeah.
Fredericks and Seacrest down in Tampa Bay, Florida.
You're going to Florida without me.
Lukey in Australia. Very nice. Jenny right there in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Campbell. Brenda in Berea, Kentucky. Pat in the United Kingdom. Brian, first time from Oregon. Nice hearing from Oregon. And Steve again from Georgia. Nice to hear from you. Steve.
Yeah.
And also, we've set up the Dusty show answering machine for folks bold enough to call 24/7 anytime something's on your mind. Give us a call on the Dusty Show answering machine and give us a little slice of your life that we can share with our audience.
No.
Key us into what's going on in your world at 201-521-1375-201-521.
With a good friend of mine, we went to Buenos Aires, Argentina. And what made it memorable is that I'm 47 and he's about late 50s. I've been married 25 years and I told my wife I was going to go with my friend and she said, go ahead, why not? And what made it so special was that we lived 2 weeks as if we were a couple of teenagers. Not really doing anything reckless, just going out and having late dinners and drinking late but not getting drunk and walking around the city and talking about philosophy and architecture and the meaning of life.
I need a fork.
Me falta el tenedor.
And for 2 weeks, I got as close to being on summer vacation when I was a kid as I'll ever come in my adulthood. And I just wanted to share that with you, and I really enjoy your show. Thank you.
My pleasure.
El gusto es mío.
I got a few in me. We head out to the dance floor.
Who's
me,
we?
Me, Bubba, and Irish Nick, who happens to be an Indian from India.
Oh, wow.
Three guys heading for the dance floor.
Yeah.
To dance together or to grab women?
Grab women.
Get off me!
Grab women. They were dancing all night, but you know, I have to kind of scope out the place before I really make my mark, you know?
Oh, boy.
Ran into a lady out there that she was working me down like
working you down.
Working me down.
Explain.
Oh, I don't think I can.
Well, just try to do it tactfully.
I think she was trying to see how close we could come together without being together. It was an interesting. I wasn't there to dance that way.
Who work there or
no?
Or
no, just a customer.
Sir, you're holding up customers.
I'm holding up customers. Yeah, so it charges your price.
And she was cute. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was digging it, you know?
No.
Is there a name that you young people use for that kind of dancing?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Grinding? I don't know, is that too 90s?
I mean, I came up with the hokey pokey.
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Backside.
Grinding? That's kind of like a hokey pokey.
So what happened? Did you parlay this intimacy into some type of situation?
Well, you know, I got her name. We were talking while we were dancing this way because, you know, we were close enough that we could have a pretty nice conversation.
You got her name.
Got her name, and I asked her what she was going to do, and she said she wanted to be a plastic surgeon.
You are so pretty. Give her...
What's that, we?
You are so pretty. Give her... What's that, we?
Now that'll put a smile on any guy's face.
Why?
Because I could be a stay-at-home dad with no kids.
Rock-a-bye, baby. Sleep all night through. J. Edgar Hoover is watching you.
So I got her name and number, and at the end of the night, I went over there and... with a little boasting from my roommate to me and a little razzing, so he told me to go over there and...
Were you liquored up at this point?
I was a little liquored up.
What were you drinking?
Beer.
Hey, make it four more beers.
Yeah, I had a few beers, I mean, so I went over there and I gave her a luscious kiss.
The time I've lost in wooing, in watching, and pursuing the light that lies in woman's eyes has been my heart's undoing. Though wisdom oft has sought me, I scorn the lore she brought me. My only books were woman's looks, and folly's all they taught me.
Sweet November, they say you're wintry and gray, and yet this love that you bring is sweeter than spring and warmer than May. I can't remember November sunshine today. Fleeting, it's true, but what can I do to make sweet November stay? Come December, when our November is through, I'll face the winter and smile.
And I like writing, so somewhere along those lines, maybe you'll find something.
What kind of writing? What kind of writing?
Yeah, I've done work in journalism, but I think I prefer more like fictional writing.
You want to write a novel?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever tried?
I have tried, yeah.
How far have you got?
Hold it! Oh. Just a minute there.
The flag is down.
I tried writing a book with a co-author, and that was kind of tricky. It lasted about a month. We got 20 pages out of it.
You are now ready for lesson 5 of the Smith Corona 10-day touch typewriting course. First, turn to page 8 of your textbook.
No.
Did you not like what your co-author wrote?
It was just, I think he was very demanding. And for something that...
Did he try to dominate the project?
Oh, yeah.
This has gone far enough.
What would you write a novel about now, if you could?
I don't know.
Hold it.
Do you have one in your mind? Do you have any plots baking in there?
Perhaps. Young adult life in general has a lot that can offer to a novel. Anything, you know...
Give me a premise.
It's the whole Sex in the City kind of theme, you know, the young, romantic, you know, train of thought and,
Yeah.
Good luck to you. I hope you're enjoying your Smith Corona portable typewriter, because as time goes by, you'll find it will be one of the best of helps at home, in school, in business, all through your life.
I am a retail transaction specialist.
Oh, hi.
What is the true reality of the cashier's life? Are there quite a few hanyaks you have to deal with in and amongst the nice people?
I don't know what a hanyak is.
I'm not sure either.
Oh, they don't like how soft the water pressure is in our bubblers.
Is that what they call it in Wisconsin? A bubbler?
Yeah.
A bubbler?
You really didn't know that?
I didn't know you called it a bubbler.
That's funny.
The water fountain is a bubbler?
The drinking fountain, that thing that squirts water in your face.
Did you know this, Nate? The bubbler?
I've been in Wisconsin my whole life.
And you know bubbler?
It's a bubbler.
Aren't we making this whole bloody thing into more than it is, actually? I mean, really?
Here, in our store, there's an abundance of religious people.
And what makes them bad customers?
Oh, because they're allowed to complain and be picky, and they're all old. Old people have religion because they're dying.
And you don't, because you'll never die. You're young and immortal. Are you an atheist?
No.
What do you mean, no? He just slammed all the religious people.
Well, I don't like, typical, I guess it's the Christians, straight up.
We teach our little children from the kindergarten up evolution. And whether it be atheistic or theistic evolution, it is still a refutation of what this Bible says concerning how man got here. Our children are taught to disbelieve God from kindergarten right through because of the evolutionary teaching of the public school system. Teaching evolution is fact, not theory.
Got an opinion concerning evolution, creationism, intelligent design? Share it with us. 201-521-1375. Leave your opinion on our answering machine, and we'll use it on next week's show.
Oh. I'm a Unitarian, but no one knows what that is, so I'm not going to explain it. I believe
you're
in lots
a universalist
of stuff.
Unitarian.
I sure am. I believe in all kinds of good stuff.
And who I
and
went,
no matter what I
went,
believe, I'm right.
I went by their church the other day in my city, and it said, "Spread the seeds of evolving religion."
This is East Africa and man. Your ancestor of 1.5 million years ago.
I'm glad they're running around telling everyone that. I mean, they do need to evolve.
What makes the religious customer? What do they say? Do they actually evoke the name of...
Well, when they're not...
Like, I deserve better treatment because I'm a...
They're just more complaining.
How do you know who they are, though?
Because they're old and they're nice.
So this sounds more like a you don't like old people
thing. I don't like old people either.
I thank my God for perfect love and peace. I'll hold her tight and always as always, mine forever. Love, love, so great, so divine. Trees the grey day has changed everything. It's beautiful. Just beautiful, so beautiful. This first grey day is ours, my loving child. By grace of God, we live, my child, and love. I crawl to my knees, my dear love. Will you promise to kiss my perfect healing hands and fingers and make a promise to me you will always obey my each command and never ever fail me. You'll be mine forevermore. The sun is here, my love, my sun, our sun complete. God bless our perfect, perfect grey day, with trees so bare, but oh so beautiful, so beautiful.
I want you to tell me about the old people. Let it out.
Old people are fun. They know more than we do. And that's fantastic.
Is that possible?
Oh, of course.
But
I don't like religious old people. I don't like young old religious people either.
Do they come up and say that they're religious?
No, you can just tell by the way that they look at you like you're a little bug.
Vast majority of the entertainers in Hollywood and on New York television are not only anti-Christ, they're anti-American. ABC, NBC, and CBS, the three major networks. Almost every night now, the word mature content appears, parental guidance suggested, meaning it is vulgar, it is filthy, it is dirty, and unfit for human consumption.
So you're saying they give off an air of piety?
They know that I haven't been saved. They can smell it.
Try?
Oh, sure. They give us that. Carolyn out there, she just got a religious propaganda thing thrown at her today. I've gotten them from kids. I've gotten them from adults. They're all over the place. They love spreading those things around. They're disgusting.
Three mainline denominations accepted into membership. The gay church. A church for homosexuals. They have accepted the fact that homosexuality is normal and that these people ought to have a Christian church of their own. And they have been so accepted, regardless what the World Council of Churches endorses, or the Methodists, or the Baptists, or the Episcopalians, or the Presbyterians, or the Catholics endorse, God still says it is reprobate. And God has given them up, and apart from a new birth experience that will deliver them from that perversion, they'll spend eternity in hell.
I don't believe in running around telling people what to believe. Why do I have to believe what you believe in order for you to believe what you to believe? Did that come out right?
Why do birds fall down from the sky?
Because they're dead. Occasionally birds die and they fall from the sky. That just happens.
Ah, you're funny. Give me a little Christopher Walken.
Everybody needs to die once in a while. You just gotta.
He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above, and he's giving us all his love. He knows how hard we're trying. He hears the babies cry. He sees the old folks die. Gives us all his love. Now if you need someone to talk to, you can always talk to him. And if you need someone to lean on, you can lean on him. He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above. He's giving us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above. He's giving us all his love.
Clay, you make the world seem larger and smaller at the same time. I like it. Thanks.
I'm driving to Simi Valley.
Hello, Clay Pigeon. This is James, and I'm calling from England, London, and just wanted to say great show and everything, but today we had a pretty disappointing day again. Our government seems to be constantly letting us down. We had a law they wanted to pass to stop smoking in all the pubs, and basically they came down in favour of allowing pubs that don't sell food to opt out of this, and so people could still smoke in those places. It's a real shame, but anyway. So we have one yet more problems with our weak and stupid leadership. Okay, never mind. See you later, man. Cheers.
Elwood, you're a high-powered executive. Do you think? You are, aren't you?
Really?
You have a good job.
And the interview is for?
For WFMU in New Jersey City, New Jersey. Well, you've probably been to Jersey.
Probably.
Driving?
Actually, I was there.
Aww.
Went into Philadelphia once and played golf in New Jersey.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, this is a crazy idea I had, but Elwood was talking about golf, so I thought I'd grab my clubs and walk down into the yard and take a few practice swings. I lost my one wood cover, but I bought these clubs last year and I've only used them twice. I was trying to fit in with the executive set at the office, hoping to advance.
In the next 3 and the next 5 and the next 10 and 15 and 20 years, you will live to see Best Line become a major international conglomerate.
All right, let's go take a couple of practice swings. The neighbors might think I'm kind of crazy. I think I'll grab a 4-iron. And I'll set the recorder down on the ground so you can hear me swing. So you're a high-powered executive.
I do have a good job, yes.
What do you do?
Essentially control all the finances for the company.
Wow, you're a numbers guy.
Do you
love math, like...
Yes.
The way some people love painting or...
Yes.
You love it. You love numbers ever since you were young. Am I keeping you from going somewhere?
Yes.
Am I? Do you need to get somewhere fast?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
And you're just being polite.
I am.
Numbers.
I'm late already.
So if you leave here now at 60 miles per hour at point A, and it's 5 miles to where you're going, are you good at that kind
of
thing? What do they
call
that? Equations?
Yes.
Wow. Isn't Ecuador on the equation?
On the equator?
Oh.
Oh, Clay, I have to run.
Faster, Whitey! Run!
It was nice talking to you.
Likewise.
All the best to you.
Thanks, you too.
All right.
The Dusty Show.
What's the most violent thing you ever did? What's the most violent thing you ever did?
I think was the time that I put my fist through somebody's driver's side window and pulled him out of the car and beat the crap out of him.
Did he deserve it?
I don't know.
Did he deserve it?
Probably not, but I didn't care. I didn't even know if he deserved it or not. The point is, it was time for me to unveil, and I was...
Was there any repercussions for that?
Well, no, not really. The cops were never involved. I don't think I ever really got...
Do you know the person?
The cops called on me. No. Well, it was... That was female-related.
Jealous.
Actually, yeah.
The green-eyed monster.
Yeah, right. But hey, I settled it, and we all moved on with our lives, and everything's fine today, so no problems there. That
okay.
was severe, but that might be, aside from attacking my own family, severe thing.
How does a person, male or female, know when they have anger management problems?
Ooh, you kicked me.
And I'll give you more if you don't get out of my way.
Well, the problem is you don't usually know. You feel the stuff inside of you, but you don't think that it's going to be a problem. Either A, you think you can handle it, or B, that it's not going to end up to be, anything negative. But it does.
Yeah.
Do you think prisons are filled with people who left anger management unchecked?
Absolutely, because they feel they don't deserve to be there, or they're just angry people as it is, and they're gonna end up back in prison for whatever reason. Never stops.
How do you get help?
Well, first you have to recognize that there is a problem, and then you gotta seek help from a professional, whether you like it or not.
Animals respond to danger with anger, which takes one of two forms, either to run or to fight. When we become annoyed or irritated at some trivial thing and say and do nothing, we create the accumulating alternative to run. That is called fear.
Most people don't want to bother with it because they don't think they have a problem.
Didn't it truly help? You would recommend that?
Absolutely. Because who knows where I'd be or what kind of person I would be right now if I didn't get help.
You're teetering right on the edge of hell of a guy territory with me right now.
Aw, thanks. I'll give you a hug after the tape recorder stops. New York and where?
New Jersey. See, the station's...
Get your schools to pay up, for the love of Christ!
You're a bill collector, aren't you? I'm glad your anger management.
Passaic, Port of Vet, in New Jersey. Fayetteville Manly in New York. Franklin, New Jersey.
Really?
West Seneca, New York.
Oh, Bill.
Sure, go on.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's one from Pennsylvania. The other one's from Ocean City,
New Jersey. We broadcast
New Jersey.
They all owe money. 90%
of those schools owe me money. Now pay up or I'm coming down there.
What about music?
Music? Keeping up with the French horn thing.
Where is the bathroom?
Où sont les toilettes?
You play French horn.
That's right.
An unusual instrument. What about the world you live in? Are you optimistic?
Things are pretty sad around here. I don't know. Things, not a lot of good is happening, so it's hard to be optimistic.
Are you a liberal person? Are you a liberal person? Politically?
To an extent, yeah. To an extent. Not extremist, but somewhat.
What do you think of the current administration?
It's not doing so well. I think I would prefer someone different to be in office and, you know, different leaders to be...
Do you pay attention to the war? I've been hearing lately that most people are just going around kind of oblivious to it.
Yeah, I suppose I pay attention to it when it's in the headlines, but other than that, I don't go out of my way to research it, which is probably not the best, but...
You don't think about it every day?
No. For now, it just seems like it's been going on for so long that I don't even think about it anymore.
Do not let that weapon.
Have you ever been to New York or New Jersey?
New York, yes.
Yeah? What do you think of New York?
New York is amazing. I was there this past spring.
You were? What did you do?
I was on a music tour as a singer.
Really, a singer? Mm-hmm. People who live in New York and New Jersey, from Allison, out here in Wisconsin. Allison, what do you want to say to them?
I say, I don't know, we're very proud to be supporting you and proud to go over there and see that the hearts and minds live on of all who are over there. And it's a very lovely place, and I hope that more visitors keep coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, I had a few beers. I mean, so I went over there and I gave her a luscious kiss.
Oh, she let you.
She let me.
Just met her.
Oh, I asked her. It's a very good permission for that. I mean, and some people you can just move in. The timing's right. The timing wasn't right.
You're a player, aren't you?
I'm not a player. I'm a lover.
Okay, explain that.
Well, a player has no regret in the morning. I have plenty of regret in the morning.
Never mind, yeah.
What do you regret in the morning?
That maybe things have gotten too far or gone too far.
Are you talking about...
In some instances.
Waking up with someone? Or?
Yeah, I guess
that
brings
us... you don't know?
As well as I should when I wake up next to somebody, yeah.
That you just met the night before?
It doesn't happen often, you know.
But it has.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As you grow older, you start to realize these things before they occur.
Have you ever been tested? For HIV?
Of course. You can't get through the society without doing something like that.
Do you use protection in
always,
these encounters?
Always.
So you're out there, buddy.
Not all the time. I'm not coming across like that's a main motivation of going out to the bars, but...
Is it in the back of your mind?
Isn't it always?
I don't know. I'm so far removed. Yeah. So that's what happened.
That's what happened. Got home safe, went to an all-night restaurant afterwards and ate our hearts out.
What'd you order?
Oh, I had scrambled eggs and bacon and sausage and two orders of hash browns with toast.
You want to see what I've got? Look. Yum. Fresh roast lamb, fresh baked wheat loaves, nuts, dates, cheese, and fruit tarts.
Wow.
Well, as I said, I think love always repeats itself for certain people in certain situations. I think that my heart will always be broken. Just keeps re-breaking in the hopes of that it doesn't. So I think that's my insanity. I think love is my insanity, as cliche as that is.
Why do you get your heart broken all the time?
Because since I was a little kid, I watched my older brothers get married. When I was 8, my eldest brother got married. And I realized, and my parents love each other so much, that love had influenced me from a very young age in a way that I didn't understand it, in a place that I thought you didn't need to have the knowledge to feel it. And so now I'm working on gaining the knowledge, going through all the heartaches of the feelings that I've had since a little kid.
Adam.
Nature's waiting, you, something's wrong. It's nature's waiting, you, in a song.
That's it for the Dusty Show tonight, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Clay Pigeon in Wisconsin. Mike is next. Take care, and always remember.